Lix 2021. In the past, we never used new French oak. It's really expensive, and when I started making wine, I didn't have money for new barrels. So I started making wine in older barrels, and that sort of came part of the style of the wine we make. But deep in my heart, I always loved Chardonnay with some new oak, and I knew there's one day I'm going to buy some new oak. So we've got this vineyard on the Helderberg, on the mid slopes of the Helderberg, deep, rich soil, a trellised vineyard, Chardonnay. And the idea is to make a single vineyard Chardonnay from that block. And when you do that, you need different components. To pick all in one go sometimes is a bit almost like a boring for me, because you wait for one ripeness level and you pick the whole vineyard. So what we do is the block has got two sections to it. The upper part has got, it's got a champagne clone, like a bubbly clone from France. And on that part, if you look at the grapes, it's a bubbly clone. Normally people pick bubbly on about 19 budding. It's quite a neutral component at that stage, but you pick it because it's got a lot of acid on 19 budding. So basically what we did is we picked one component at 19 budding, and the idea of that is to get freshness into the wine, to get acid from that component at the very final wine. And then we waited until the bottom section of the vineyard was like completely ripe. And the bottom section is from a clone, which is a normal white wine clone. And we picked that when it was ripe. At the end, we blended the two together. The part that we picked first, the first picking, fermented everything in older French oak. And then the second picking, the riper one, we had some new French oak on that. So there was one new barrel, one second full barrel. I'm not exactly sure, now between 15 and 20% new oak on the final one, because we blended everything together and then bottled it. The reason why it's called Lux is when I bought my first new barrel in 2019, I was so proud. I had this huge stack of barrels at the entrance of the barrel of the winery. So I stacked this new barrel right at the top, so where everybody could see, or like where I could see it like every day. And it was at the very top. And then I walked back and I looked at this barrel and I said to myself that this feels luxury. And the Afrikaans word for luxury is lux. So I wrote in the barrel lux. I wasn't thinking that that's going to be the name of the wine. It was just a feeling I had looking at this brand new barrel. And then when we blended and bottled, everybody called the wine lux. So I just named it lux. And then on the label, when you enter the farm where this Chardonnay is growing, the entrance of the farm is this little skew brick wall that's plastered with cement and painted white. The name of the farm, when the cement was wet, someone wrote with their finger the name of the farm inside the cement, and it's still the same. And at the back, there's the whole backdrop of the Helderberg. And I did the same. I went home and I built a little wall of silicone. I wrote with a little piece of stick in the wall. I wrote Lix, and I painted the Helderberg at the back. So the label is the entrance to the farm where these grapes come from.